belongs to the games and to the dice playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games you guys play.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
And we're back! It's been a long time since we've done that, so I figured it has to be done.
That scared the shit out of me.
That voice you hear is Hooks. This is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 95. I'm C4.
I'm Kobar.
Yeah, I'm scared to shit.
Hooks is back in the house, and I'm going to blame this entire show on him this time. Because he's our SOS distress call today. Thank God he's here to save the show. We didn't get to do it last week. That was just all kinds of bad shit. That was my fault. Kobar was even here, and I couldn't pull it together because, like, my car damn near blew up, and I was all stressed out, and after the month I had, and I did not need any kind of more stress, and everything sucked, and it basically could not come together. So, it didn't, and the best part was I couldn't update the site either to say anything, so I had to rely on the forum, which not that many people checked the section specifically for the show.
Right.
And so I'm sure people are nice and pissed off at me now, but shit happens.
I need that website again.
So, yeah, hwhq.com is the site. You can email us. It's c4.gameradio, G-A-M-E-R-A-D-I-O, @gmail.com. And I would really suggest, if you like talking about games and stuff, that you should join us on IRC. Mm-hmm. It is actually a blast. Just go ahead and download, like, XChat or MIRC, which I can't stand, but it's very popular for Windows. And if you haven't used it before, it's actually pretty simple to use. If you look on the forum, we have a whole section, like in the announcements thing or whatever, where it tells you exactly how to use it. You can install that shit and click on a link on the front page of the site, and it should connect you right to the server and the right channel, and you'll have a bunch of cool people to talk to all the time, actually. Everybody's up really strange hours of the day, and everything is really cool. Just like, real actual gamers, and that's what makes it so much fun.
Yeah, we got people from Australia and China and
the Netherlands, the whole damn world. It's really cool. It's really cool. So, and it's a lot of fun. Everybody has a pretty cool time. If you actually know how to work IRC, though, the server is irc.oftc.net, and the channel is the # and gamer. Mm-hmm. And it'll pop you right in. There's usually like 15 people there making fun of each other and a bunch of dick and fart jokes.
Well, usually most of them making fun of me, but that's okay.
So you guys don't use Trillion anymore?
I use that for instant messaging stuff, but not for the IRC capabilities.
Oh, hell.
But it still works.
That's why I haven't been on there, because I...
It still works. You can still use Trillion if that's the IRC client you want.
Oh.
See, the way this works is you guys fill dead air when I'm taking a sip of a drink.
Ah.
This is what the fundamental flaw in the show is. This is why I have to edit out a bunch of blank space every single week. And as I said, taking a sip of my drink, this is Hooks' fault. We're blaming him. He brought over the beer, so send your hate mail to Hooks because it's gonna fall apart.
Hey, who actually bought the beer?
Well,
okay.
Who left their ID at home?
What happened?
You had to drag me to the store.
That's right.
This was not planned, I assure you. Let's see. And you know what else sucks is it's summertime.
And it's hot.
It's yeah. I've about had it with the heat, and I'm not a very cool person. I'm always way too hot. Wintertime comes, it's great. 60 degrees outside, I'm walking around in shorts and a t-shirt. 40 degrees, shorts and a t-shirt. Negative 30, I'm drinking Slurpees still at 7-Eleven. I have done this with Wolf. You can ask him. It's the shit. Summertime comes, and I about die. But, you know, the reason that summer really sucks, though, at least what pertains to the show and not our stupid personal lives, is games. Everything seems really light in the summertime. You know, there's just not
Well, it's because they're all waiting for Christmas.
Exactly.
And this is this weird converse from movies, which is the
right.
big thing in
exactly.
summer.
Exactly. Summertime.
Like, I do not want to play a stupid game about the Futuristic Four.
Or Fantastic Four.
Whatever.
And you know that there's a Fantastic
that
Four.
That is some cash. I saw it. It's at Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah, there
the
is.
The game is out already.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Generally, the games now come out before the movie.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
That is really bad.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. I don't look at those kind of games, ever. I just kind of block them out now, you know? Somebody has to bring it to my attention before I even look at it.
See just blank spaces in the rack?
Yeah, exactly.
Like someone pointed at it and go,
it's like I have ad
there's something there
built into my head, right? I filter out movie games, you know, if there's certain kiddie games, just they're gone. I don't see certain things anymore. It's kind of nice, but it kind of hinders me sometimes when you miss on something good, you know, something you should play, like Pikmin. I filter that one out somehow. I just don't see it.
What is it?
It's called Pikmin. The GameCube is supposed to be incredibly fun, but it looks incredibly gay.
Yeah.
It probably is.
So, yeah. No,
well,
it's
apparently
not,
it's really good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and exactly how I thought at first. Like, this game is terrible, and I've heard nothing but good stuff about it, so I'm actually really happy.
But then again, I hear a lot of things of Katamari Damacy, and I finally sat down and checked it out, and I don't see it.
Really?
Yeah, it's creepy. And there's, like, this weird Japanese pop music going on in the background. And you just roll around a ball.
That's it?
Yeah.
Like a ball of crap. Like, seriously, imagine if you start with, like, a piece of gum and you start rolling on your floor and you get bigger
and
crap.
And you pick up paper clips and stuff.
What?
And,
yeah. Is this game you're talking about?
No. This is this game called Katamari Damacy.
Oh.
We're not actually talking about a game right now.
Yeah, we just kind of rolled into it. But this it rolled. This game.
No pun intended.
You just roll stuff around and eventually you're rolling up, like, houses. And
like, you're a guy and you're just rolling stuff?
You're just some
stuff?
Weird little dude. You're
thing
like the son
like
of
a
the king
cylinder.
Of the cosmos or something.
Well,
what
like
I'm trying to get
head.
To is, are you an actual figure rolling something?
Yes.
Or are you just, like, just roll...
No, you're not just a ball.
No,
you're a dude like
rolling
this
a ball.
Giant ball
so
around.
At first, what, you're on your hands and knees or just like flicking it or what?
You're
no,
little.
You're tiny.
Oh, you're a midget at first.
Not quite a midget.
Like
you're like minuscule.
So you grow as the ball gets bigger.
Sort of.
Or the pile of juice.
The pile
gets
bigger.
Right, so do
I don't
you
think
grow?
You get bigger.
Not really.
So what, you're like 2 feet tall and you're.
No, you're like 2 centimeters. No, if 2 centimeters tall.
And how big is this ball?
You can,
eventually,
you're on islands and shit.
Eventually, you get real.
Who is he, Alice?
No, you're the son of the king of the cosmos or some crap. You're like God's son, practically.
Why are you doing this?
Because he destroyed the universe,
yeah.
And you have to pick up junk to put it back
put
in the sky.
Put the constellations back in the sky and shit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, it sounds
so basically
bizarre.
They want you to litter.
No, they want you to pick
picking
up
litter.
Oh.
It's got to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but apparently it's supposed to be incredibly popular, and it's just the shit.
It is, and even people our age who are males are, like, into this game, and I'm like, I don't see it.
I want to be a garbage man when I get older.
Now, this strikes me as World of Warcraft to me. 3.5 million subscribers, and I don't see it.
No, there's even more now.
I'm sure there is. The last
China,
number I saw, yeah.
China just opened up, and in the first week, they got 1.5.
Oh, my God.
From China.
Holy shit.
When
yeah.
They get 1.54?
Players that are paying to play
1.5 million.
Oh, is this like that? Like
you
were paying?
Never, ever, ever, ever play. Right, exactly. It's like EverQuest and Final Fantasy XI. It's just a lot like those, except for, like, gay. So, yeah.
Except for gay. Y'all definitely write those off.
So, exactly. So, I don't know. But I was going to say, I'm really happy that we actually get to the show this time, because I felt like crap. You remember how sick I was, though?
Yeah,
the heat got to me, and I was stressed out and shit, and I felt like crap. And people told me, they were like, dude, you sound like you were dead last show. And I was, man. I felt like hell. And so I've been kind of gearing myself for this up all week long, trying to get all excited and all happy to show. And then what happens? Work screws me up my days off. I get off late, right? My week has been hella busy for 5 weeks, and all of a sudden my days off come late, and then I'm looking at this week, my days off come early. So all of a sudden I work like 3 days and then have days off again. And
that's
hella,
awesome.
No,
I know,
it
I
is
like
awesome,
that.
But it sucks because it seems like I didn't have any time to do anything for the show.
Right.
What happened? You were going good right there, and all of a sudden you choked. Why are you coughing?
Fuck you. Damn you. Now. What else did we have to say? You know what? This was the big problem, though. I had very little bit of time in between my, like, weekends and stuff. 5 weeks, I haven't played a game.
Personally, I see this as a sign of the apocalypse.
No good can come out of this.
Yeah. When C4 stops playing games, there's something's up.
Something is definitely weighing on my conscience. And you know what happened is I all of a sudden developed this social life. And it was weird.
You hear that? He's not drinking alone anymore.
Yeah. I wasn't drinking alone before. I was on Ventrilo talking with people playing EverQuest all night every night.
Right.
That's not alone.
But in the physical area,
six people there to
whatever.
Talk to, seven. Yeah, so it's been weird. And the only game that I have played, get this, was Super Mario Brothers. The original Super Mario Brothers on the Nintendo Entertainment System has been the only thing in 5 weeks I played.
Pathetic.
It's pathetic. Now, here's the pathetic part of the story. I lost. I lost. I was to a girl. I lost. I made it to 6'2". She made it to 6'3". Right. I had about 100,000 more points, but I had to turn to IRC and ask for help. I said, you know what? I got 100,000 more points, and I got to 6'2". She had 150,000 something and got to 6'3". And I turned to IRC. I needed a judgment call, right? Ribo was there. Dr. Flavin to bail me out and save my ass. Good friend of the show. He's always there in IRC. Always has something good to say. And he was the judge and the jury. And he executed me when he said, Super Mario Brothers is, it's an endurance run. It's not an arcade game. You're not playing for the score. It's distance. Who can go the distance? And I lost. And I just like, oh my God. Now I gained a whole lot of respect all of a sudden for the person I lost to. But,
I see it more as a tie, personally.
How is that? Well, I lost.
Yeah, but
when I died in 6'2", she had two men still when she was in 6'3".
Yeah, but you got damn near twice the points she did.
That's right. What I'm saying, because I warped to 3, right, so I could go do the, like, 100 million extra men trick thing, but I screwed it up and kept going anyway because I didn't want it in my turn.
Oh, wait, so you warped and got
she warped to 4.
Oh.
I warped to 3. That's how I got so many more points. I warped to 3, went through all the 3, wound up getting killed in 5-4. I got stuck in the castle. She warps to 4, got to 5-4 behind me. I got stuck. I lost like 5 or 6 dudes in 5-4 before I got through.
So right. you played more levels and you beat more levels than she did.
4 more levels. But no, well, 3 more because she got one past me, I guess. But I went through all of World 3. She warped directly to 4. But I lost. And that was something else. So it's just like, oh man, this is the only game I play and I suck. Now, I'm not playing games ever again.
It wouldn't have done any good if you would have beat her. Not even a little bit of good.
I expected to win.
Yeah, we're good kid poker guys, so
it was funny as hell, because I was like, you're sitting in this chair over here, this is a competition. I got all serious, you know? And then proceeded to get my ass handed to me. Which was impressive.
Biatch.
This is impressive.
Yeah.
No, that was awesome.
You got pimp slapped.
Mrs. Four kicked my ass. Let the jokes roll. I gotta go get something else to drink. So keep talking.
I think that's really cool. Personally.
Yeah, so do I.
Dev got his ass beat by a girl.
Well, yeah, but at least he has a girlfriend now.
But no. But what's sad is he got his ass beat by a girl and he was trying.
He was trying.
It's one thing if you're like most guys and you let your girlfriend win.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're actually trying to get your ass beat.
This was real.
Ow.
No, see, I think that is cool, because not only do you have a girlfriend that plays games, but she's good at them.
Yeah, and that's when I realized I was in trouble.
Now, little Missy, if you want to try me on some football or baseball,
anytime. The first thing I said to her was, because Wolf and I used to have this thing, we'll marry the first girl that can whoop our ass at Street Fighter. So I asked her, do you play Street Fighter? She goes, no, I played Mortal Kombat. I was like, oh.
Does she play as the chick with the thong?
I actually don't know. I don't know. Shit, I can't remember who I played. I'd never liked Mortal Kombat.
I was always the dude with the funky Chinese hat.
Raiden!
Oh, Raiden. That Chinese dude, he could throw some shit down.
He was a god, though.
That's why,
I played Sub-Zero and Smoke. Those guys were dope. Because Smoke could end the world at the end of the whole thing. His fatality, he blew up the planet.
Really?
Yeah. How cool is that, see?
So what was his, like, move, though? What, did he just smoke
you
out?
A bunch of bombs came out of his chest. And
he's like, hey, buddy, here you go. Yeah, I mean,
Mind you, that was a prop that we had planned ahead of time. Hooks was not holding on to a lighter ahead of time. For any reason.
No. Nope. You made me lose my train of thought. Why do you always do that shit?
I know, I'm sorry, I'm good at it. We got quite a bit of email this week, which is actually some really good stuff, because it talks about some things we touched on last week, or maybe the week before, it's been a while, so I really can't remember. Leading off, an email from Vex. Now, I believe it was either the last show or even the show before that he wrote us. Remember we talked about futuristic RPGs and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whatever
right.
show that was, I actually can't remember. Vex sent us an email and says, yo, C4 and Kobar, and Hook. When I thought of futuristic RPGs, one game came to mind, which is Subterra Core for the PC.
You know, I've played that.
I have that, and I forgot about it.
I have it too, actually.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I got it in this like little dual pack. It was like $5.
Yeah, right. I think mine came with a video card or a sound card or something. Yeah. I don't know how well it did.
I didn't like it.
I never even tried to play it, but I heard pretty good stuff about it. I know Hunter tried to play it.
No, granted, I tried to play it when it was, like, 10 years old.
Right.
Because
right,
it was $5,
right.
But
still, yeah. A fun game's a fun game. I was playing Mario Brothers, okay? And I had a good time. All right.
I got Tetris on my phone if you want to play.
That'll make me feel a lot better.
I thought it might.
It would.
It helps
would.
Me when I'm taking a shit.
You know what I did when I was dropping a deuce today? I set up my new phone here to have your guys' names.
He's like,
dude,
that sucks!
Oh. That's pretty much it. How I figured out how I could alter the caller ID stuff.
I don't remember eating peanuts.
Let's see, Subterracore for the PC. It was released in 1999, and I picked it up in 2000 for only $10, brand new, at a gaming store. To this day, it remains one of my all-time favorite games. Oh my god, and he spells favorite correctly, like I do. With a fucking U in it. Nobody spells it that way.
What?
You play as a character named Maya, and the world is made up of 7 floating continents rotating one above the other, all orbiting around a biocomputer core which alters the laws of nature to support each continental shell. The battle system is implemented well, the voice acting is top-notch, there is tons of story to soak up and many side quests to check out. Now I know, Hooks, you're not big on the fairies and the dragons.
No, go for it, dude.
You know, but I mean, this is about, you know, futuristic sci-fi stuff.
Anything that shoots?
Anything that shoots?
Well, they do, but...
Can you fly anything?
No, it's not a, like, action, though. It's an RPG, so it's, like, still turn-based or slow, and or maybe at the very least, like, Zelda-type action. You push the button, you swing the sword, but you're not going to be flying around.
No, as I recall, it's a lot more it's turn-based menu
type. Is it?
Okay,
right. I figured.
So, what, you, like, read something, press a button, and your dude automatically...
Yeah, like, you have to, like, pick attack or use item or something.
Eh, forget it.
Yeah, all right. Well, I tried.
Dude, why do they keep doing games like this, man?
Because they're awesome.
Because they're fun.
No, no. They need to work on some shit where it's more 3D, not just like...
No, they got 3D shit like
that.
Well,
no, they need to do it to where you get to walk the guy.
Okay, what about Ease? I just got through... I'll have that shit. You won't like it. It's just like The Legend of Zelda back on the Nintendo.
Yeah, but is it all like you see him from way
on top? Hella back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just way down there, walking all slow?
Yeah.
He needs to play Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, you might like that one a lot, but it's all fantasy and magic-y and fairy tale and...
I need
that's awesome!
Shoots. I need,
it's awesome.
I need shooting stuff and exploding stuff.
See,
and
now, had you listened to the last show or the one before, we had an email about futuristic games like that, RPG-type games, whether it was a menu system where you see the guy hell far back or whatever it was, or a first-person type. There's people out there who want this kind of stuff, and there's not... We tried to come up with stuff to play, and our list was small. We could not think of a lot of stuff that really fit the bill. So maybe there's a definite market here for this kind of thing. Something I'd like to see more of, you know?
Well, like I said last time when we were talking about this, it doesn't sell all that well.
Yeah, right.
Look at Anarchy Online. I hear it was an okay game, but the setting and whatnot was not what the people wanted, and it just bombed.
You know, and now, don't they have it, like, free for, like, the rest of the year or something?
Yeah, something.
Because a buddy of mine's playing it. He's so anti-paying for MMORPGs, no matter how much I try to... bitch slap him around into realizing how fun these are. He winds up playing this crap of all things, and he's like, oh, it's free, and it's pretty cool, but it's free, and he keeps saying it's free. I'm like, oh, god damn it, dude, you gotta play something good, like Final Fantasy XI, man.
Sometimes you have to pay for the good stuff.
You do. So, alright, going on here, see, it's hard to think of something bad to say about this game, except the enemies are placed in the world that you can aggro, and then the battle interface overlays the screen and you fight. The enemies are always in the same places, so when you exit one area and then have to come back to it later or backtrack, you have to fight the same battles. Mm-hmm. That does kind of get kind of crappy. But it's good for people like me who like to do that and run around a level.
Right.
Because then you start to remember where the enemies are, and you know right where to go, and you know who you can fight and kick their ass or whatever and get experience.
So wouldn't you like a game more if the guys moved? Like,
it depends on the type of game, though. You know, if it's something like Ease, it's the shit. If it's something like Zelda, it's awesome. But if it's something like Xenosaga or Final Fantasy VI, you don't want that. You want random encounters, or you want set dudes up. Like, hell, Xenosaga, they're standing there, but
right.
Some of them roam.
Oh, okay.
They move a little bit. Other than that, this game is fantastic and should be very cheap to get a hold of. I highly recommend Subterracore. That's from Vex. And I have this game, and it's like, he's making me want to play it now, because it's like, dude, I never got to really play this. I remember checking it out for like 5 minutes going, I'm going to have to get back to this. And then, you know, like everything else I ever have, I never end up getting back to it. Which kind of sucks. Because I have a lot of good games to play. Shit, I've still never ever actually played Katamari Damacy, and I own it. I bought it way the fuck back when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's still sealed.
Oh, man.
Dude, you know how many games are in this house that are sealed? It's
Anything for Xbox?
Yeah, I know. I have NASCAR.
Or PlayStation 2?
NASCAR Thunder 2003, I think, is sealed here, so that game's fun shit. Hunter Wolf and I used to play it.
I used to lay the smack down on you little ones.
It's good. It's a lot of fun.
Seriously, dude. We'd get up on the track, man. They try to smack me in the ass, spin me out. It wouldn't even work.
Yeah, no, you were there one of the days, or maybe one or two of the days we played.
A couple of days. I keep on bringing it over to Wolf's house.
Yeah,
because
you had it. I ended up getting it, I think.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you gotta go get it. It's only
Wolf
like 29
it.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. You're the first one who showed us that. Yeah. Wow, it's been a long time. Yeah. That was years ago.
Long time.
Long, really? Yeah. Long
oh, yeah. I'm like, go pick any car you fucking want. I'll take you all out. I won't even fuck with you. I'd be up front and they couldn't do shit.
That was a lot of fun, though. And we got another email here from CS Dagger about the Halo 2 map pack that was released. Have you ever played Halo on the Xbox?
Yep, played it.
What do you think of it?
I got lost on a level and couldn't get out.
You suck balls.
No, it was really far, right? It was like in
it
the dark.
Was
and
really far.
I couldn't
it was dark
get up.
And it was scary.
I
oh
couldn't
my God.
Get up to this next level.
The
and it was weird. It was like a double-deckered room where the ceiling was open, and if you fell down, you couldn't get back up, and
I'm
I
sure
fell down.
You could somehow. You just
nope.
weren't paying
nope.
attention.
Uh-huh. Couldn't find it.
I'm sure you were. Well, anyway, big shooter on the Xbox. This is basically their saving grace game on that thing. I mean, hey, I think they've got some fantastic games, but mainstream, it seems like they always talk about Halo. Halo 2
always.
Sold really well, doing really good. They added a few things to it. I don't think it was probably worth 50 bucks. I don't know. And a lot of people were kind of disappointed in the story. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were just kind of like let down.
There's a real surprise.
Yeah, that's a shock to me, too.
Whoa!
I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what to do with myself. I had to take a day off of work that day just to sit and think about that.
That's because Microsoft actually made it instead of Bungie.
So we've got an email here from CS Dagger about the map pack. We talked about the map pack last week a little bit. And let's see. It says, hey, C4 and Kobar. I finished listening to episode 94 of Game Radio, and he spelled it right, and not Game Radio, and wanted to comment on the newly released Halo 2 map pack. Like you guys, I believe that first-person shooters are meant for PCs, but Halo is my single exception. I've been playing Halo with my friends every weekend since November 9th. However, playing 11 maps over and over again gets kind of boring. The map pack is great for us Halo junkies and can keep us entertained until Halo 3 is released.
Like another one?
Well, in the future.
Oh.
That's, it'll be fun for a while, but the map pack is good because it extends the fun of Halo 2. Let's see. Like you've said on the show, this is a great deal for Halo fans at only $20. If the price still seems like too much, you can get some of your buddies to pitch in and share the disc. Anyway, love the show. Keep up the great work. CS Dagger. P.S. I've never broken a controller in my life.
Oh, he's going to break one.
No, he probably won't. If he's gone this long, we had a whole thing a couple weeks ago about breaking, because I've gone through hell of controllers.
I've never broke one.
No. I'm not talking about, like, accidental damage. I fucking, like, swing them around with a cord and launch them at the TV or something.
The hell would you do that for?
Street Fighter pisses me off an awful lot.
Holy shit, I'm never playing video games with you.
No, it only happens when I'm solo.
You'd, like, turn on me, man.
I'm trying to choke you off the board and shit.
You'd never be like, ding, ding, ding. Housekeeping! What's going on? Yeah, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, I know. I get pretty violent, but I'm usually alone when I get all mad.
Yeah, holy crap.
It's awesome, though. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, this Halo pack, okay, that's something I didn't know. I thought it had a key code with it or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you could just buy the disc and then give it to all your buddies and you guys could just download the shit to your Xbox.
That's cool.
Right, so for $20 you get like, oh, fuck, how many maps was it? Like 9 or 11 maps? I forget. On the expansion thing, or 15, whatever the hell, I can't remember.
I think it was 11, but you got some for free.
11 is what it was, I think, originally.
Oh.
It might have been 9, I can't believe it. Whatever the hell it was, we said it last show. Like 4 or 5 of them are free, though, on Xbox Live.
Right. And eventually they all will be.
Yeah. By like the end of summer, they said something like that, which is cool, because at least they say, you know, hey, summertime sucks, there's not a whole lot of shit out to play, we'll put out this map pack and you can pay for it, and it'll keep you entertained during the summertime, you know, something to play. And, you know, hey, after summertime, new games are going to be rolling out, you might be a little bit bored, it's free. So that, I think, is really cool. It has that update to it, too, and has some movies and other crap on it, too.
Right.
And, you know, for $20, how can you go wrong? So I do firmly believe that first-person shooters belong strictly on the PC, like you mentioned in the email here. However...
As well do I.
I had a goddamn blast playing Halo 1 single player. I didn't have control issues for once. And I can't explain that. Now, I know, Hooks, you play, like, all kinds of first-person shooters on your Xbox. Like,
all
Rainbow
kinds.
6 or 3 a lot, right?
Yep.
Now, I don't know how you do it.
You know what it is? And this may sound stupid, but try drinking a beer or two.
Speaking of which, Kobar, you've had about four sips.
Yeah, you need
out
to get cracking. You know what happens?
I'm almost done with the one I just got.
When the beer gets warm, you get to shotgun the next one.
That's right. So you'll have to play
catch
up.
That's right. I'm going to get a funnel and a hose, and you're going to have some fun. But no, whenever I play some of those first-person shooters, the biggest problem is it'd either be a laggy, so it would jump a little bit. But other than that, if I got a little, you know, off the straight and narrow, I'd actually do a lot better.
You think?
Yeah.
Don't you play a lot of those? I know Rainbow Six, you played for a long time.
I played it for quite a long time, yeah. Yeah, a long time.
You played a whole bunch of other crap, too.
Well, yeah. The only problem is I had that power surge, and now I don't get to get online anymore, which is the reason why I have the PlayStation 2. Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It was either, okay, send 150 in and get a new one, like have them fix the problem, or go buy $150 brand new one. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, mine's 5 years old,
yeah.
Or go get a brand new one.
And you opted to go buy a PS2.
No, I opted to take my soon-to-be brother-in-law's. I was like, hey, guess what? You're on a big ship in the middle of I don't know where,
nice.
So I'm going to take yours.
Nice.
Well, he bought the little flat one he's got on the ship. But
now, as everybody knows, Hooks is like mega Xbox fan.
Big time.
You know,
I hate PlayStation.
Pimping the box since day one, always talking smack. And I understand. I don't really care for the PlayStation either. I like mine now because the things I've done to it. Just like I like my Xbox, it doesn't read any discs anymore, but the things I've done to it, it kicks ass now.
Yeah. I still don't like the PlayStation 2, and I'll never, ever, ever buy one. Ever. The only reason I'm playing
ever.
It is because it's free.
It's free. Free is good. We'll touch on that later, because you actually had some games to talk about. Thank God.
Yeah.
Kobar and I sure the fuck had very little to talk about. We have another email, a very long one. This is RoboChristian, who is competing with Cushion for the world's longest emails and most, you know.
Grab a pillow and your blankie. Because it's going
to
be a long time.
Beat up.
The Cushion Effect.
The Cushion Effect is in full effect here from Robo Christian. Hey, C4 and Kobar. Got another newsletter, email for y'all with a follow up on the Halo 2 map pack, a couple of reviews, and a question about the show. First off, last show, which was 94, The Three Musketeers, a Disney movie? Yes. Kick-ass movie? Yes. Three Musketeers was the hot shit. Remember we talked about Disney movies kind of sucking, but that movie was pretty awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Onward. Seems the asking price for the Halo 2 map pack was a dodgy subject last show. That's not good. I'm starting to stumble over my words.
Oh, time for another one.
Especially considering that a bunch of the maps are free online right now, and the rest will be free in a matter of weeks.
This is what I'm saying.
Now, see, what I'm saying is you can have your fun now for $20, right? And I thought it would have been more for the 9 or 11
And then
maps.
It's going to be free in a couple weeks.
In about 3 months, I think. I think like 2 to 3 months, it's going to be free. But for right now, it's $20.
So summer's over in a month.
Return your damn cans
and
go
sure
pay
the
$20.
Until maybe like serious winter, which is like November here, like 1st of November.
Or go find some friends, man. Pitch
it
in.
$20, the three of us here, that's like less than $7 a pop. We could all have these new maps if that was, you know, what we were really into. That's not so bad. That's two packs of cigarettes, for Christ's sake.
Even if you're only 14,
that's
your parents will give you that.
That's a six-pack of beer.
No.
Okay? Per person. Now, that's not bad.
No.
It's something that'll last you for, you know, the rest of summer.
That's like 2 minutes at a bar.
yeah, it is.
It's basically what
yeah,
whether,
it is.
Even exactly. If you're not drinking and you're just gambling.
Oh, I hella lost my place. Okay, the Onward seems asking for us for the Halo 2 map pack was a dodgy subject during the last show, especially considering that a bunch of the maps are free online right now and the rest will be free in a matter of weeks. Now, I might be clutching at straws here, but the other night I got to see the map pack get taken for some pretty decent mileage. Okay, check this out. Now, I have been in this situation myself with 60-inch plasma TVs, and I've seen it, okay? With like 20 people. Check it out. Picture 12 people, 3 Xboxes, 3 TVs, and 3 copies of Halo 2. Now, owners of 2 of those Xboxes don't go near Xbox Live for reasons of their own accord and under the circumstances. I imagine that has something to do with some little modifications to the box.
Yeah, that could be, yes.
The 8 people on those boxes would have been left out in the cold had my buddy not picked up the map pack for just such an occurrence. 5 minutes later, all of the Xboxes had received the Halo 2 updates and the gob of maps with no trouble from one copy of the map pack. Hilarity then ensued. The pack might only have... Oh, here we go. 9 maps. The pack might only have 9 maps, but those are 9 maps for you and all your friends, essentially. I don't know. Maybe if 4 Xbox owners went in at 5 apiece and just hoard the map pack around. Just thought I'd give it a shot. 20 beans for 9 maps beats... Right, reads a bit better to me than the current deal on Live where you get a whopping 4 maps for $11.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's not so bad. If you got a bunch of friends that are playing this crap, you know, that's sweet. We all pitch in. My issue would be you guys would argue over the disc.
Like, yeah, yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, somebody would want it. So, in the DS scene, a puzzle game by the name of Meteos is the uber game right about now. I'd seen the screens in some video, but it looked just like a Tetris to me, until I got to give it a go myself. The principle of Meteos, nearest I can tell, is akin to Tetris, where you're dealing with falling blocks, and you have to try to keep your screen from getting filled with them. That sounds exactly like Tetris, right? However, rather than random shapes of blocks, Meteos simply offers up simple squares. Each of these squares are prized with different colors, and the premise is to, using the stylus, line up the rows of three light-colored blocks, which will then act as rockets and blast skyward along with any blocks sitting atop them, and some blocks will be destroyed in the process. Rinse and repeat. That sounds like it could be hella fun. A definite twist on like the whole Tetris-style rip-off puzzle game type game.
Yeah.
Hooks his blank stare.
Oh, man. You lost me about halfway through all that.
There's no military and guns and helicopters in that for you?
Nothing.
No? Okay.
Or hut-hut hike?
Yeah.
Move or do!
Exactly.
Nothing.
Meteos seems like a good, fun puzzle game. Lots of animation and the colored blocks, which will keep you on your toes trying to line up those of similar color, to clear some space on the screen. The game controls are near exclusively with the stylus. The menus can be navigated with the buttons, but that's about it. So that should be taken into consideration. All in all, if anyone out there has taken an interest in Meteos, I'd run around to any stores with display DSs for one loaded with the game and try it out for yourself first. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I really actually like playing puzzle games like that because you can lose hours. And it becomes like some kind of a funky addiction. Like, what level can I get to? How high can I get my score? You know?
And the best part is it's one of those games that you can play for 5 minutes.
Definitely. When you're sitting in your car at your lunch break or whatever, you know exactly. When you're in the bathroom instead of screwing around with your phone or whatever.
No, I read my magazines.
Read magazines, right? Whatever it is that you like to do. Take care of business, I'm sure. And since this is Games and More Entertainment Radio, I thought I might lend a little something to the and more part. If you ever find yourself taking a breather from gaming for a moment and need something else to occupy your time, there's always comics. That's pretty damn cool. I never crossed my mind.
Like comic books or comics in Sunday's paper?
Well, let's see here. Particularly, I'd like to recommend Silent Hill Dying Inside, available in trade paperback, published by IDW Publishing.
Oh.
Is that Mrs. Barr?
Yeah, probably.
Mrs. Barr wants to know what's going on.
It's probably wrong.
Cocoon! Oh, bang! Fuck! I'm dead! Yahoo?
No?
Yeah. Put him on the show.
The bartender?
He hangs out on IRC all day. We'll get him on.
The bartender?
No. His, Ravana hangs out in the, IRC all the time. His buddy at Cobar's in real life. I've met him, like, once for, like, 2 seconds. Dying Inside is a two-part story taking place in the Silent Hill world. Now, Silent Hill's a game, in case you don't know.
Yeah, I knew that one.
You did? Okay. Yep. Well, I wasn't so sure about you.
You're
sure
like wandering around in a swamp, right?
Something like that. Yep. And it's like all scary and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-part story taking place in the Silent Hill world, which first follows a psychiatrist trying to treat a patient of his who'd suffered from massive mental and emotional trauma while taking part in a filming project in the Misty Town. The doc hopes to alleviate the girl's pain by taking her back to Silent Hill to show her it's just a normal town, that all of her fears and monsters aren't real. You can imagine what follows. The second part of the story revolves around some chick and a gang she's in. The group had gotten a hold of the film project belonging to the girl in the first story and decides it'd be a brilliant plan to head to Silent Hill themselves, shoot some footage of their own, and sell it off as a reality film as a get-rich-quick scheme.
That 10 times fast, buddy.
Get rich quick scheme. What follows is a battle against the most evil force known to mankind, a creepy ass little girl. Dying Inside was a great read and can be enjoyed regardless of how much or little experience one has in the Silent Hill games. The artwork is very painterly, lots of flowers, abstract design, so don't expect nice crisp lines and lines and bright vivid colors. Not to say the art is bad, quite the opposite exactly. It's nice to see a book that took some time to put together rather than some work that was colored in Photoshop in a matter of hours. The trade paperback is a little pricey, up in the $20 range, but it's highly enjoyable. The story, coupled with the art style, I felt the price was justified. Dying Inside can be picked up at your local comic store. If they don't have it, they should be able to order it for you since the book is still very recent. If you guys are still reading, thank you, you are indeed mighty. I'm going to close out with a question. I wanted to know how one goes about calling into the show for the recordings. Do you guys use a program like Skype? or regular calls in and out of Reno. Yes, this is a shameless ploy at me. If I could get on the show in the future, all right, that does it for this novel. Take care, Robo Christian. Actually, I end up calling everybody. Right. I get free long distance in the U.S., so I call everybody. And
we don't just have callers.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't. And it's funnily enough, I guarantee with like 2 seconds of effort, everybody can figure out what my phone number is. As terrible as that sounds.
Why?
You, see, now, Kobar didn't know what the hell the show stood for. Look at my phone number next time you dial it in. And tell me what letters appear in the numbers on my phone number and look at it really close. I'll have to
don't
show you.
Don't say that, Auntie.
They won't figure it out. Well, I don't know. But anyway, I end up calling everybody. And
you would never guess that, dude. You are hitting the pipe. Seriously, what? Where is mine anyway? What did you do with it?
Yeah, but it's great. It's
no,
pretty easy
dude,
to figure
no.
out.
No.
Yeah, it's awesome, though. But
how much did you pay for that?
Nothing. It's free.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I end up calling everybody else, and usually we know you pretty well first, like hang out on IRC and whatnot kind of stuff, you know? Just because, I don't know, that's just the way it works. But no, we'd love to have some new people on the show. You know, it's been a while. We don't have guests all that often, though. And
yeah.
Now we have a real fucking problem, though, because we're down to one mic. I had to get a new phone. I haven't tested the speakerphone on it. My box won't record. It's closer to the telephone. We've got technical issues going on over here, but we'd definitely work that out. And, there has been something in the works, not with Skype, which I hear so many good things about, but with Ventrilo, that we've been kind of messing around with already, and it's getting a little late in the show. As far as the number of shows we've done, there was a little plan that we kind of had for episode 100, and
that's only five episodes away.
Not quite even, because it'll be like basically kind of four. We have to have it ready by then, and I really, really need to like kind of figure that shit out really soon and figure out what we're gonna do. And I might have to like all of a sudden figure out Skype instead for this kind of a thing. Our little idea here, but we'll let some people probably on IRC know exactly what's going on first. So
that's the inside track.
That's
on,
right
on Gamer Radio.
Let us know what's going on. Hey, it's Game Radio. So, I'm glad that he mentioned comics, too, because that's something that we very, very, very rarely talk about, A.
Oddly enough, I've never really been into comics.
And B, I used to really be into comics.
I was in comics when I was in second grade, maybe.
Really? No, man, I was like in early years of high school, I think, and late years of junior high, I really got into comics, and I had quite a bit. I still have them. Like all the ones that
are
I
are they
back.
Mint condition?
Oh yeah, man! They got the
like
plastic
sealed?
Bag and the acid free backing and all
they
that.
Got, like
noise.
A signature on them or something.
I never had any that cool, but I did have a lot of really cool stuff, and it sucks because like they're not worth dick now.
I don't know about that.
It's like I wasn't. Yeah, they are really.
Really?
So look on eBay, and you'll find like whole series, like fucking 20 fucking books of like a fat story from X-Men. They're like a dollar.
Yeah, the stuff that's really worth a lot is the really old
exactly.
stuff.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Like super old stuff.
No, he's talking about
shit like that.
He's talking about stuff that was out when he
yeah,
was
when
in
I was in, you know, like maybe 10 years ago and whatever. Oh, Jesus! No, I graduated. Tell
I was
me,
gonna say,
fuck,
dude,
10 years ago.
You were in school.
Okay,
that
so,
was a long ass time
so
ago, man.
15, 16 years ago.
And they're not worth shit.
They're not worth a damn thing. But at the time, I read them for because I read them. They were entertainment for me. I loved them. You know, I had Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man, fucking all kinds of shit. I mean, the list just went on. I loved stuff like that. Batman and Sleepwalker and the fucking, whatever the guy, Dark, some kind of bat creature kid guy who had some badass suit, Dark, I can't remember what the hell it was. And it was awesome. And I used to love to read the stories and everything. A lot of the Image comics, Youngblood, stuff like that, Wildcats, the Savage Dragon, I can't believe I remember so much, Shadowhawk. You know, it's all coming back to me now.
I told you. Back
you just,
in the day.
You just keep... Now, we have a very... very, very sad email here. Because it's serious. It's like hardcore shit. I mean, this makes me so mad. Jack Thompson.
Dun, dun, dun. We need to get the Imperial March whenever we talk about this guy.
Yeah, we
do. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's what we need. Definitely. Seriously, Jack Thompson, if you do not know
my I'm sure we can pipe that shit in.
Yeah, we can. Something. He is the Antichrist of video games, right? This guy wants to shut down.
All right, how old is he?
He's an older guy.
Nationality?
White.
He's white. Older guy. He's a lawyer. He's in it for the money.
Oh, is he a vet?
I doubt it. I doubt
he
it.
He was
this
once
too
a woman.
Afraid to pick up a gun, I'm sure.
Is his name Steven? Because it was probably Stephanie. He's got a penile implant.
Jack Thompson. Jackie Thompson.
He was a woman.
He was a woman.
Something's wrong with this guy. Seriously. This is from Julian. And he sends us this email. Jack Thompson targets The Sims 2. Okay, now we know Jack Thompson is against everything like Doom, GTA.
This boy ain't getting laid.
And although I think it is total bullshit.
That's what it is.
I can understand where he's coming from with at least those things.
With at least those games. But when you talk about The Sims 2, okay, okay, now first of all, Jack Thompson came out. Jackie says, this game, you have a... Okay, now if anybody hasn't played The Sims, you can walk around, your little dude's in your house, you gotta take a shower at some point.
You live
it gets
life,
all blurry and right? shit. Big deal.
Exactly. You drop your clothes, there's a little, like, fuzzed out spot, you know, so you can't see anything, alright? Okay, this is rated T for teen. They have everything blurred out, just like they do in movies a lot of the time, and crap like that. Anyhow, so Jackie here says that there is a mod out there that you can apply to your Sims game, which drops the fuzzy and shows full-on genitalia. Okay, now this is... He comes out and says this and says, this is... I'm taking these guys down, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna fucking bring this up at the ratings boards. Now, it's not true.
Well, keep in mind, it's a video game. Okay. How graphic can it possibly be?
Now, keep in mind, he's lying.
Oh.
It's not true. There is a mod to remove the fuzzy. There's nothing there.
It's you like look like, it's a, like Ken. He's wearing underwear.
Exactly. No,
you're like or
you
Barbie.
There's nothing there. It's just smooth like a lot of anime has. You know, if they show like a naked chick, there's just nothing there. You know, there's no
you're
detail.
Like, what the hell? You're unisex.
Right, there's nothing there.
You can get mods that will change
exactly.
The, but that was something some aftermarket guy did
added into the game just for that express.
So
purpose.
I
this
saw
is
the
not
thing.
Something Maxis did.
Exactly.
This is not what Maxis is selling.
Maxis showed out their models. There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
How about the Grand Theft Auto?
Okay, now that's a different story. We're going to get to that actually pretty soon. That's actually in our notes here. Okay?
All right.
There's that like one email after this, and we're going to get to the GTA thing here pretty soon. So he's after EA for The Sims 2. And let's see here. Quotes from this article, okay? See, Julian went through here. He gave us some quotes, and we'll read these and then finish this up. He says, quotes from Jack Thompson. EA is cooperating gleefully with the mod community to turn Sims 2 into a porn offering. So he's flat out saying that the company that made this is trying to turn this into a porn game without them being responsible. Not true. A. Next. I urgently ask Electronic Arts to stop this modding activity by appropriate means. Otherwise, the T rating, that's teen, right, given the game by the ESRB means, for all practical purposes, nothing and breaches trust with parents. Okay? Next, with The Sims 2, much to the delight, one can be sure pedophiles around the globe who can rehearse in virtual reality for their abuse.
Oh, so my good
drawn
Lord.
Out the yeah, big guns but, this time.
Wouldn't you rather him be playing the video game than actually committing the crime?
Okay, well, that's definitely... Yes, I
Hey,
would.
You know what, buddy? Why don't you go ahead and do it on there?
Touch yourself.
Leave my kid alone.
Touch yourself. Exactly. Now, here's the whole problem. A, there is mods out there that show full genitalia. B, you can strip the kids down. And C, it's online with other people. Okay, now, when you fire this game up, I've never played it, but I can tell you with 100% certainty, because it's on every fucking game that I play that has any online content, it shows you the logo when you fire the game up from the ESRB. This game is rated T for teen, 13 years of age. This gameplay may change during online play.
They tell you, that's their waiver.
Every game. The company is not responsible. They did not put this in the game. You cannot hold them responsible.
No.
He's going to try to shut them down, get them sued. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Although, right. On the flip side of this, although I think this is utter bullshit, there's something really gratifying with the thought that EA is going to get sued the pants off of.
There really is. There's something to say about EA losing a little bit of their money. Their nest egg needs to dwindle a little bit.
Yeah, but by that happening, we get penalized by the games they're going to have to start creating.
However, my hate for EA pales in comparison to my hate for Jackie.
Oh, by a good long freaking shot.
Right, and what he's trying to do. Because he doesn't care what game it is. He's
a jackass.
He is. He just wants to attack anything that he can make money off of. Now, just to finish the email, we can keep talking. Julian here, he says he has his site, and he actually wrote up a whole little thing on it. And I read the whole thing. He made some very interesting points, and goddamned if I can remember them now. But he made comparisons to stuff that made a whole lot of sense. And goddammit, I wrote it down too, and I didn't make it in the freaking notes at the end of it too, and I'm screwed. And there was one that really blew my mind. Something that he said that compared to something else. Anyway, his site, you can go read his take on this, is www.jmcardle.com/WordPress/?p=99. Okay, and this pulls up that direct article, his take on this whole thing. And, Jackie here did change his stance when he discovered, well, when he was after making his accusations and blowing it up and making it huge in the news, oh, it's not true that, you know, Max has actually put full models in there, right?
He actually came out and said it?
No, he altered his letter to where it didn't say that, you know, to where it wasn't he said they do this, to where he covered it up with other stuff and took that out.
But he still is putting them responsible.
Yes, he is.
Which is total bullshit.
It is. It is complete crap, because they had absolutely nothing to do with this, and it's bullshit. It is complete bullshit. So
this guy, basically that's saying that we want the FCC and all the other people that do all the censoring to totally hold our hands and not allow us to do anything
for
with
every
our own
single
product.
Thing. Exactly. And you know when that happens? I'm moving. I'm banned, legally banned from Canada. I cannot go there or I will be arrested.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
What'd you do?
Nothing!
You didn't do shit?
He never crossed the border.
Yeah.
That's why you're banned.
This is a story.
They're like, sir, come across the border. You're like, no. And they're like, fine, no, don't get the fuck out.
This is
come
a
on.
Long story for another day, but if I attempt to enter Canada, I get arrested on site now.
Yeah. It's okay. Did it have anything to do with weapons?
No.
Drugs?
No.
Paraphernalia of any of those?
No.
One too?
Nope.
He did nothing wrong.
Well, I did do something wrong.
What
well,
did you do?
No.
What did you do wrong?
You did not break the law.
What did they think you did wrong?
They're blaming me. They're holding me accountable for something that happened when I was a minor.
Yeah, but you were a minor.
Exactly. Canada didn't see it that way. I have to get I have to go to court and get them to give me permission to enter Canada.
So go to Mexico.
So, I know. I already live in Mexico.
Hey, Holmes, how you doing?
Maria!
Can you give me some ice?
No.
I need some smack,
I want to go to some place that is good, and I would like to go to Canada one day. I just wanted to visit the motherfucker, and I can't. They were going to arrest me, so I can't go. But I'll tell you what, if this comes to pass, if all of a sudden we have to rely on government and other people to tell us what we can and cannot view, I'm going to Canada.
What he is trying
I'll
to do
find
is,
a way in.
Is completely against what America is.
Exactly.
That is the...
Exactly. You know what Jack Thompson is here? He's a terrorist.
Yeah.
He's anti-American. And this is simply put, he goes against what we have. He's a terrorist. That's the end-all story. He's terrorist. Oh, wow. You're a genius. Terrorist Jack Thompson.
All right, that's it. Have another one. You're getting
really,
smarter.
You're
have another
milking
one.
That one, aren't you? No, it's almost done.
Is there like it a nipple on
I
the top?
I had to get another one while we took a small break. The listeners didn't catch
top yourself
that.
Off there, buddy. Or you want
that's
me to get
right.
it?
That's right. Bam. You better go help him out.
All right.
You better go help him out.
I'm not going to hold his hand.
So, all right. And the final email for the day. Which is two long motherfucking paragraphs.
And who's this by?
From Duke City 420.
Duke City 420.
Corrections and PSP Info. What's up, Kobar and C4?
Hey, I was even first that time.
They can't hear your ass.
Kobar and C4 and host.
I was billed on top.
That's right, as you should be. Still playing your show at work as they come out and occasionally playing old episodes to give us something cool to talk about. I actually work for, oh, Jesus God. I actually
Victoria's Secret.
No.
Come on, give me something good,
this
man.
Is bad. I actually work
Lane
for
Bryant.
I actually work.
That's a fat bitch story right there. How you doing today, miss? Can I help you? She's like, no, my fat bitch. Give me a size 12.
Damn, that's ruthless. All right, I actually work for Philip Morris.
Who's that?
That would be Marlboro.
Oh,
among
wow.
other things. But.
Yeah, didn't they just change their name or something weird? Anyway.
Philip Morris. Huh.
Yeah. So when you guys said they made like $3 billion a year, we all laughed out loud. Yeah, I remember I said something about that too. Because I know it's way the hell fuck more than that. $3 billion, we all laughed out loud. I do not encourage underage smoking, and I am a smoker over 21 years of age. Philip Morris makes over 10 times that amount just off the cigarette business, let alone the other things they are part of.
Yeah, they're actually a pretty big company.
They
there's
are,
a lot
are.
Of different weird shit.
Yeah, there is. I actually read quite a bit. I keep hearing about them, and I can't get my facts quite straight, so I'm not going to say anything, because we'll get laughed at his job again. And just for...
Oh, they play this shit, huh?
Yeah, and just to defend myself, I knew it was hell of a fuck more than $3 billion, all right? I think I said that.
$1 million?
$1 million. Let's see. Also, SOCOM 1 and 2 are not just first-person shooters. They are also third-person, too. And I only play in that perspective. The first one does allow cheating, not by design, due to no DNA as protection. That's that weird thing they have with the, like, the authentication with the Sony servers to play those games online. But 2 is DNA as protected, patched occasionally, and cheating is normally fixed.
Oh. SOCOM 1. I thought he was saying the first one as in the FPS, the first person mode. I'm like, what? If you play in first person, it's...
Yeah, no, SOCOM 1. Yeah, right, okay. But SOCOM 2 is DNA as protected, patched occasionally, and cheating is normally fixed. There are, however, a few maps where you can go inside buildings that you shouldn't be in and still see through walls, but those people caught doing it are usually booted from the game by team members. The only time cheating is not so much frowned upon is in the respawn rooms, where it doesn't count towards stats. I'm getting the beta for SOCOM 3, and will let you guys know how it is, as much as the beta agreement will allow me.
Please do.
Yeah, definitely. I really want to hear about this. The Hot Coffee mod, this is for Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Uh-huh.
The Hot Coffee mod is also available on the PS2 version and obtained through Action Replay code, which I've seen those before, yeah.
Man.
And it's like hella codes, though. It's a lot of shit.
Oh.
Now, the main reason I wrote this is to let you know about the homebrew scene for the PSP. There are currently emulators for Amiga 500, Chip 8, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, only running at about 50% speed with most games. Genesis, Mega Drive, two different ones, both run great and have save states. MAME, not running too well yet, only old ROMs seem to be supported. MSX, Neo Geo CD, runs cool with a few games, still a little buggy overall. NES, runs excellent, I haven't had any problems with it at all on over 50 ROMs. PC Engine, TurboGrafx, he spelled wrong, 16, runs nice, haven't tried the newest version. PlayStation 1 only runs about 1 frame per second, but it runs. Scum supports a few titles. Day of the Tentacle runs nice. Can't wait for Zack the Kraken to run smoothly. Sega Master System runs nice. Menu's still buggy. Supports Game Gear and SMS ROMs. That's dope. SNES, great. Every game I have tried runs great, and the author of it builds new versions every few days, so he's always fixing it, and encourages feedback from users. Save states for those cool RPG classics. WonderSwan, holy shit. Played slow for me, not all ROMs are supported. Most of the emulators have great menu systems where you can change the viewing size, overclock the CPU from 222 MHz to 333 MHz, frame skips, sound options, and more. Now this sounds like, that's like full-blown PC emulator.
Dude, what the fuck did you just say? That was a ton of shit, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
There's nothing technical in that whole thing.
What was that shit?
He was talking about systems that the PSP
has emulators out for now.
Okay.
Now for the homebrew games. PSP Chess updated regularly, now supports MP3 playback while playing a game, great AI, customizable pieces and backgrounds, Doom and Quake ports, use your own WADs, Dual Tetris with a twist, you control two pieces at once, Quake, pretty cool, Free Cell Solitaire button match, press the buttons listed at the top of the screen, similar to Dance Dance Revolution. Chinese flashcards.
Solitaire?
Everybody loves, well, I don't, but some, I had a customer the other day that was mad as fuck that his computer did not have solitaire on it.
Was he a lawyer?
Yeah, a combination of solitaire and Dance Dance Revolution?
Wait, is that how I read that? Or is that how that sounded? No. That was like different games.
Oh.
Free Cell, solitaire, button match,
Chinese button match is like, okay.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, different games. Chinese flashcards helps you learn Chinese. Oh, wow. And has speech to say the character. Holy crap.
Li Hao!
Casino Addict has 3 card games. A Beats of Rage port. You remember that? Anybody play Beats of Rage?
Is it volleyball?
No, it's more like Streets of Rage, the homebrew deal on the Dreamcast, though.
Is it the little black dude with the skates and the dreadlocks?
Was cool. Okay, and PSP Kick, a drum beat machine similar to Music Generator. Really cool, can export beats to WAV files on a memory stick. These are some of my personal favorite PSP homebrews, although there are tons more. That is sick!
That right there makes me want a PSP so bad it hurts.
Does. And you know what? Somebody was telling me they were going to buy a DS of the day, and I did my best to set them straight. I was like, why would you do that? Why? You have the fucking PS, you know, the money for something you could buy, a PSP. You know,
why are you pushing people away from Nintendo?
You know, the DS was fantastic for, how long was it out before the PSP was out? And the PSP just kicked their asses. They really did. The DS is such a grand idea. and it's fantastic, but I'm not seeing everything I wanted to see on it yet. And the PSP in their home group community and all this crazy hacking
that
is exactly what I like.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome. Exactly. Fuck all the games.
No. I don't want to play half of it. They don't have anything I want to play.
Yeah.
Fuck that. It's all this other shit you can do with
what
it.
What does digital DS mean?
Digital DS? It's what? Nintendo Dual Screen.
Oh, Dual Screen. Oh,
DS.
I didn't know what the...
The
hey,
DS
you know
part was. Anyway, he's got some
drinking.
Sites. So listen up for those PSP owners out there. I regularly visit PSPupdates.com, PSPcrazy.com, and PSP-scene.org for homebrew stuff and news. PSP Scene also has info on using loaders to load ripped games. Let's see. If you rip your own game to the memory stick, it plays a lot faster and cuts down on the load time. I do not condone piracy and suggest doing this only with games that you own, and so do we.
That's
right.
Of
course.
Right.
Yeah, because
kind of
I don't even know
here.
How to do any of that shit.
Exactly. That's bad, and you're going to hell, and you're going to burn forever. Also, everything I have mentioned is only available on PSPs with the firmware versions of 1.0 and 1.5. The 1.51, 1.52, and 2.0 firmwares have tighter security and cannot play any of the above software. 2.0 firmware is the biggest ripoff I've ever heard of. Sony is using the upgrade so you can watch better quality MP4s and go on the interweb with our new browser. But if you have 1.5 or 1.0 and Wipeout Pure, you can still go on the internet with Wipeout's browser. Someone has already ripped a browser out of some game and is floating around on the net.
I wonder if you could install an older version of firmware.
There's usually problems with that, though, and there's actually people working on trying to make that work right now. I do
because
like
I bet you if you go out
this.
And buy one right now, it's going to have 2.0.
I bet it will, too, yeah. And see, well, not too much more than that I can think of, so keep the great work on these shows. Thank you very much.
Which is crap. Dude, I knew they'd do that crap.
They did. Of course, they have to. You know, they got to try to protect their shit and everything, but I don't want that. Now, Hunters has 1.5. And he's been messing around with all this stuff. I've looked out there. I've seen a bunch of the loaders they have. You seriously dump the game, and bam, you can download these games and play them now. You know, so then people tore this thing apart quick. And it's awesome. Especially, it's awesome because of the shit you can do with it.
Yeah.
I want to be able to sit in my car and play old school Super Nintendo games. I want to be able to sit in the car on my lunch break and play fucking Sonic 1. I want to be able to do this kind of stuff. I want to be able to play Ghostbusters on the Sega Master System in my car while I'm on break and beat it real quick, you know?
No, yeah, real quick.
You know?
No kidding.
I want to do these things. None of their games really interest me. What's that? Is that one Untold Legends or something?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
that would be like the one game I have an interest in. Other than that, Burnout is the next one that I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them don't faze me. But having the ability to do all this cool stuff to your PSP...
Throwing shows on
shit.
It.
And that is sexy.
Yeah.
Watching movies, watching TV, listening to your MP3s, listening to Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Of course,
You know, and playing, you know, all these old school games with emulators.
That is the kind of thing...
It's like a small handheld TV and shit.
Yeah, it's like a laptop.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that an MP3 player should be. I mean... An MP3 player, yeah, they're kind of cool, but I've never gotten one, because, like, why?
Why?
I can burn it all onto a CD and play it on a CD player.
I actually do own an MP3 player. As much shit as I talk about an iPod.
You own an iPod?
No.
Okay.
Never will I own one of those pieces of crap, but I do have, like, an old-school MP3 player. It uses a CD, and I burn MP3s to the CD. And I throw the disc in. I swear to God, two CDs, I can drive across the country and never hit the same song.
Yeah, so why have an MP3
plays MP3s.
Player?
Well, you know, there has been a point in time where I find myself at work where I'm like, wow, I wish I had headphones on right now so I couldn't listen to these retards. You know, and I keep thinking something like an iPod would be perfect. I could plug it into my computer, send some songs to it, whatever I wanted to listen to that day, without having to worry about having something big and bulky with a CD that burns through batteries and it's got to turn the motor and all that shit, you know. Something like an iPod, fuck iPods.
Okay.
Look at iRivers, the Creative Zens. Everything else out there is actually pretty cool. You know, and they don't break down nearly as much. So I'm sorry, but half of my day at my job is fucking broken iPods, so fuck
apparently
them.
Apple's stock has just shot through the roof last quarter iPods are just taking off like crazy.
I met a 6-year-old girl that wants an iPod because BMW has a mounting bracket for iPods in their car.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is pure marketing.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not. No, I'm dead serious.
A 6-year-old
She's
girl.
She's six. She's 6 years
old.
I want Icon.
Yep. Because BMW has a little docking station for your iPod, she wants an iPod. Because BMW supports it. She's six.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was disgusted. I was sick as hell. This is fucking our country today.
Yeah.
This is it.
No shit.
You know? And this little girl's gonna have, like, a rack at 8 because all the milk she drinks with those crazy hormones, you know? It's disgusting.
Yeah. With a shirt that says sperm dumpster.
You know,
on.
Yeah, exactly. we're going to hell. This country is falling to pieces. Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm serious. And that's exactly right. I'm disgusted by the whole fucking situation. It makes me sick. Now, we had just a second about one little interesting news thing about the Xbox 360. A lot of people are talking about, you know, the PlayStation 3 and the Blu-ray discs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to hold, you know, 200 gigs of information.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's seven layers.
We look at our
biggest... I have no idea what that means. Layers.
Don't even try. So, okay. our biggest game today, I mean, how big is like EQ2 and World of Warcraft and Dark Age of Camelot? They weigh in, let's say, 10 gigs, maybe less.
I think 10 gigs is pretty rough.
I think that's pushing it.
I think they're like 7. Right? EQ2 was like 7 gigs, I think.
Maybe. Whatever the case is, we don't need no 200 gigs.
I remember my first game that was 1 gig.
Really?
It was actually the X-Files game.
Dude, fuck that, dude. Doom came on like 3 floppy disks and I about blew my fucking mind. I was like, what the fuck?
A floppy, like an actual floppy disk?
No, it was the little hard 3.5-inch ones, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I remember when it was for a gig on my hard drive, I was like, oh my god! And now they're like 7 gigs.
Yeah, like it's no big deal. You're buying the... shit like Battlefield 2 just comes out on DVD.
Just finally started getting DVDs.
You know, right. So, what the hell was my point? Oh, yeah, Xbox. So, you know, the Xbox 360 is going to have a regular dual-layer DVD drive, which means it'll read discs like 9 gigs in size, which is a lot of movies are about 9 gigs in size. They have 2 layers to them, 4.5 gigs on each layer of the disc. Well, the PlayStation 3 is saying they're going to have this, you know, seven-layer, 200-gigabyte Blu-ray disc. Well, Microsoft doesn't like to come into second place as far as hardware is concerned, because seriously, as far as I'm concerned with the Xbox, whenever anybody asks you which is the burliest machine,
it's the Xbox.
I had to say the Xbox. It had the best hardware, and a lot of people knew it for that. So if they don't pull that off this time around...
They can't.
They can't not do it, or it would kill them.
They cannot be the best.
Why not?
Because they're coming out first.
But they have to.
That's just the whole...
They have to.
With as fast as technology changes, the sheer fact that they're coming out first throws them out of the race.
Well, unless... We know that Nintendo doesn't have an ace up their sleeve anymore.
No.
We know that. We know that Nintendo, you may as well just
Nintendo
brush them off.
Flat out said that they are not
they're
going
to compete.
They're not going to compete hardware-wise with the two big dogs.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so they basically
so you have to buy a ton of crap.
Because both Microsoft and Sony will lose literally hundreds of dollars on every single machine that goes across the shelves. It costs them more to make than what they sell them for.
Mm-hmm. But they'll still sell them.
Right, but they'll lose money on every single one.
On the hardware, but they make their money on the software.
Right. Nintendo decided that they cannot do that.
Yeah, no, Nintendo makes their money on hardware. They make money, well, not all of it, but they do make money on hardware. So it turns out Bill Gates has now said, after the Xbox 360 is out with its regular DVD drive, right, later on it's going to come equipped with the HD DVD, which is like a competing format to Blu-ray, which Sony supports. Toshiba is supporting HD DVD. And so now Microsoft is saying we're going to change the Xbox 360 and essentially upgrade its drive in the future.
Which is
pretty shitty.
Ridiculously dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, these people have not looked at history.
No, they... Yeah, exactly.
Sega CD, anyone? You cannot buy aftermarket pieces for your... Or sell aftermarket pieces for your console expect it to go well.
Exactly. With PlayStation 2 hard drive. You mentioned that earlier. We were talking about this. That doesn't fucking work. And Sony knew it didn't work, and they basically killed it off. They cut it. You know, and this is exactly what they're going to do. And games are probably not... And if they do, it'll be like 10 games by the end of the life of this thing in 2009 or 10.
Right.
You know, there'll be like maybe 10 games that are HD DVD only.
Because, A, the developer does not want to make a game that requires what
maybe
some people have.
And they cost them more, too. They have to upgrade their development kits.
Right.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to be worth it. And I think it's a bad idea to even release it that way at all. If they're going to do it first.
Yeah.
Release it now.
You know you're going to do it. Just do it.
Do it now.
Because the HD TV
HD DVD.
Right. That technology is out. It's not like they're waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, no, and they're partnered up with Toshiba to make all this crap.
Right.
Get them to give you the cutting edge shit and put this thing out and do it right the first time.
Otherwise,
get all the developers on board.
Otherwise,
it's not
worth
it.
You're shooting yourself in the foot
with
this.
It's not worth it. All this is going to do is somebody who spends that extra 50 or 100 bucks or 20 bucks or whatever the hell it is.
They're going to waste their money.
It is, because all it's going to allow you to do is I can see it playing 10 games at the end of the life of the Xbox 360 and the ability to play HD DVD movies. That's it. That's all.
And then you just see it falling off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not going to work.
So my best bet is just buy another Xbox.
Well, no, you don't need the one with the HD DVD in it, right? The Xbox 360 is
that's the point. When you buy the Xbox 360 and then this HD DVD thing comes out, it's going to be an extra piece that you have to spend $100 on
or
to
whatever,
slide into your Xbox 360.
Yeah, you're going to have to get rid of your old DVD drive.
So it's going
to
look like one of those old Sega.
No, it'll look just fine, I'm
maybe.
Sure.
I doubt that Microsoft is going to basically say, open up our product.
That's
They're not
going
to do it.
No.
It'll be
You'll
a slot.
You'll have to send it in or something.
You'll either have to send it in, which is ridiculously dumb. That's beyond dumb.
Yeah, it is. Or plug it in externally.
Or it'll be a slot.
Yeah.
It'll be a slot.
So
I can almost guarantee it. And so, and
that
then
sucks.
Chances are that, like I was saying, the developers are not going to be making games for this because people won't buy it. If you already have an Xbox 360, are you going to spend another $100 on an extra piece?
Hell no.
Of course not.
And most people won't.
Especially not for HD TV.
Yeah. HD DVD. It's just to play HD DVD.
That's okay. I'll buy a DVD player that's only HD DVD.
No, because your current Xbox 360 will still play DVDs. Just not the HD DVDs. How many of those do you see yourself buying in the immediate future?
None.
Right. Nobody else does either. Thanks, Microsoft. Thanks for playing. Game over.
Yeah.
Better luck next time.
How can they be so dumb? I mean, I see Nintendo making the ridiculous mistakes. And Xbox is making this... Microsoft making this ridiculous... mistake. We're not even in the industry. We don't get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars and went to school for all this crap. And we can see it clear as day. Why can't they?
I can take a pension plan. Company car.
Why can't they look back into history and see this happen over and over
Something,
and over again?
Know. Maybe they just like to say that they're going to be better. Maybe it's just, we're going to have this too. The PlayStation's going to have that. We're going to have it too. Eventually. Maybe they're trying to stay on top of the hardware. Yeah, it might be. I don't know. Anyway, we have one last interesting thing. This has to tie in to your story on Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
All right.
And the hot coffee mod. And Jackie Thompson, the terrorist.
My question real quick. Do the two of you know why it's called hot coffee?
Yeah, because the girl asks you in her house for coffee.
Ah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, how gay is that shit?
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's full on.
What?
It's full.
Have you seen it?
I deleted the freaking video like 2 days ago that I would have shown you.
Gangbang.
It's pretty gay, but anyway, still. Check
full,
the story out.
Really?
There's this 84-year-old grandma or some shit in New York who has sued Take-Two Interactive and Rockstar once she found out that she bought GTA.
How old is this lady?
She's 85.
Playing GTA.
No, she bought it for...
Her grandchild is 2.
14.
Well, whose fault's that?
Hers.
Exactly.
The game says, mature, 7 fucking teen.
Dumb bitch, can you read?
Listen, whore.
Wait, I don't
care if you're 85 and your prescription glasses, you left the fuck house, it says 17, not 14 on it.
It is
That's
the consumer's problem
yes,
to research what the fuck they're buying.
Exactly. So, seriously, she sued them for sexually explicit scenes. And right now, I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on. There is speculation as to whether or not the kid has even seen this content. They don't even know if
isn't it a code you have to download?
There's a mod for the PC version, there's a hack mod for the Xbox, there's an action replay code for the PS2 version. Essentially, you have to make this happen. You cannot just stumble across it. You have to force the game to do this, and then it unlocks a certain part of the game, which wasn't supposed to be accessible though. So you're effectively circumventing their protection on their game, which sounds to me like a lot like a violation of the DMCA.
Yeah.
Flat out.
Whatever that is.
Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Flat out, it doesn't matter if it was in it to begin with.
It doesn't.
It is the First Amendment. You sat down and you said, oh, I'm going to buy this product. It's
you
not
bought
like,
it.
Yeah, you bought it, and that's just all there is.
What happens when you buy a car and it's a piece of shit?
You knew what you were getting into.
Yeah.
And if right, you didn't,
at least
that's your fault.
Right. Now, with a car, at least it may suck. With a game, it may suck too, but you know what content you're after.
Yeah,
you
that's
want
true.
Something that's going to show you prostitutes and explosions and you killing people when you go by GTA. This is no secret. They do not hide this.
Yeah, they don't. It's okay. On the commercial, Granny.
Right. What they did hide was the sexually explicit scenes. You cannot access this in their game through normal means. You have to actively seek this out. You have to do something. And these jack-offs are suing the companies that have it in there. Just
there
because
must
it was on
be a
disc.
Loophole.
You know, it's absolutely retarded. It is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, there's not really much else to say about this either. You know, because...
Other than it's completely unconstitutional.
This is bullshit.
Rockstar has every right to put it in.
Yeah, they
leave
do.
It in yep. or take it out.
That's right. Not to mention that you can't see it anyway. You can't see this anyway unless you do something. You know, what if we took, like some lemon juice and sprinkle it over the Mona Lisa and there was a huge penis behind there. All of a sudden, it wouldn't be worth having it showing off. We're going to take it out of all our history and textbooks.
How about the Statue of David? Or
somebody fucking did something.
That guy's junk's all hanging out.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pissed off about that. But we do actually have games to talk about, thanks to Hooks here.
I do try.
Did you know what's today? Today is almost the
dude,
first.
Dude, I saw the commercial.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Huh? For
Madden?
Dude. Madden 2006 on August 8th.
I had to take a cold shower last night after I saw the commercial.
You disgust me.
Dougie. Yeah. I know. Okay,
I
we'll look.
I blow that right. one in my hand and I throw it on the screen.
I'll rent it. And then I'll forget to take it back to Blockbuster because they have no late fees. No. No. What happened? Okay, here's what happened.
No, but they charge you after 7 days for the full price.
No bullshit. Okay. All right.
No bullshit.
I have work did it. All right. You take it back within 30 days. They charge you $1.25 for
restocking fee.
That's it.
Yeah.
I get to keep a game.
But you got
to
argue with them, though.
No, fuck you do.
Yeah,
all you got to do is go, hey, you know, I'm from Vegas, and I know a guy that filed a lawsuit on you guys, and I know that you have to follow this.
Right, well, right. No, it was after that, though, yeah. No, because before that, you had to fight them.
Yeah, now? Uh-uh. No, there was a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because now... Oh, dude, you say no late fees.
You had to corporate Blockbuster and shit and fight it out with them. You couldn't go to the store and be all, hey, this is back
now. No, what was this lawsuit about? Why don't they have a right to charge you late fees?
No, because they said...
No, they have a right to, but their new policy is no late fees, but they fucking charge you the full price.
They go, no late fees.
Days,
but after 7 days, we'll charge you the full price.
And bam, it hits your card just
like
that.
Yeah, so some guy apparently in Vegas is, from what I heard, because, you know, I was living down there, so it could be totally false because Vegas people are kind of nutty.
It's all that crack,
yeah, it's
man.
It's the crack and the heat. You put those two together, you're fucking tripping. But no, so apparently somebody filed the lawsuit and they ended up winning or some shit. I have really no idea. But yeah, so now you can keep the game for up to 30 days, take it back, and... they charge you $1.25 for restocking.
Yeah.
Big deal. So you get to keep a game for 30 days for what? $7?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
that's less than a dollar a fucking day, you know?
It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
You know.
But what did you do for GTA on the Xbox?
I played the shit out of it, and I really didn't get a whole lot. It's just getting to be a little too complicated. I mean, I kind of understood it. You hang out in the fucking hood, and you bounce around with your homies and do stupid shit.
That's pretty much GTA.
But
endless hours.
Yeah, it's
of stupid
like,
shit.
All right, come on. It's somewhat real, but dude, no gang is green. Okay, you fucking green. One dude kind of looked like Snoop Dogg a little bit, smoking all the damn time. But like, I was able to break into an airport and flew a plane. That was kind of cool. But other than that, hey. It's boring. It's cool for 15 minutes, just like the rest of them. And then you're like,
how we feel.
That's
waste of time. The music's kind of different.
Somehow I managed to own both Vice City
and
San Andreas.
You're ridiculous. I played San Andreas for like 5 hours, and I was just like, well, that was 5 hours I want back.
Yeah, it's just a waste of time. Waste of life.
That's how I felt, too.
It's too repetitious. Well, it's just boring.
I really didn't think you were going to say that at all, especially because you wrote it down on your notes of shit to talk about.
Hey, it's what I played.
So, right, which is good, which I lost. Oh, wait, there we go. Okay, now, you also played, and I gotta hear this shit, WrestleMania. The new one, whatever the hell version or year
dude,
it is.
Dude, I think it's 20. Fuck, you know what? It could be like 42. Shit. I know it's up there with the Super Bowl number.
27?
It could be 28 or 30.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. It's the newest one. The coolest thing about it is when you're building your guy, if you want X-ray vision, you can have X-ray vision. That's about the coolest thing on the damn game.
You know, wrestling game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't see shit, but when you're looking at your guy, when you're building him, his eyes go, like, totally white. With, like, a black dot or all the way black with a white dot. Or you can have night vision and they go green. I mean, it's boring. I don't care if they can have the nightgown matches, and it's a fucking cartoon. Even if you did see a nipple, you're not going to see it very good. It's in the fucking ring.
Yeah.
So it was a boring game. Boring as hell. But, what the hell? It was a boring game. Cost me $5. Rent that all day long.
Oh, rented it. Okay.
I ain't buying none of that. No way. No way. Not a million years.
I don't even play all that stuff. That's just, I played one of them. It's like SmackDown or something, I think.
SmackDown. I think I've seen that one. I didn't play it.
And it was okay, but there's no way in hell I'd ever spend any money on it.
No, it's just a waste. It gets so repetitious. It's like, okay, I'm going to beat the hell out of this guy again.
Yeah.
And he's going to try to cover my belt again. But, yeah, waste of time. Waste of fucking time. Terrible game. Terrible. Even the graphics were shitty.
So, what kind of price would you give it out of 50?
Shit, maybe $10. You're going to see it at Walmart for $10. I'll bet you in 2 months. I'll bet you.
And then it would be worth picking up?
Fuck no. Still well, wouldn't
then,
buy that shit.
Well, then it's not worth $10.
No. It's worth shit. Total shit. But no, good game is NCAA 2006 for the PlayStation 2. That was cool.
Oh, yeah?
That was very cool. Yeah, it starts you off in a whole different... I mean, normally when you play video games and they're sports video games, it's like you either play a season or you play an exhibition.
Right.
But this one, it starts you off as a high school kid. You go off into summer camp. You compete for a scholarship. If you do well in whatever position you pick...
NCAA, that's basketball?
No, that's all of college. Any college sport's going to be NCAA.
Oh.
National College Athletics Association.
Okay. I did not know that.
I think.
Yeah. Is that a good way to enter the conversation for being gone for like 2 minutes?
Yeah, what the heck? If you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it. Yeah, National Colleges. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, but it's an e-sport, but it's for football. But yeah, if you want to be a fucking quarterback, you just kind of, you go through the little drill and it tells you, if you're shitty, you're going to end up, playing for a shitty team, like UNR or Sacramento State or UNLV or any of those whack Midwestern. That was some nasty shit. You never gamble on a fart because you might lose. Well, seriously, you're going to be like, oh, fuck. Hey, Hooks, you want this seat? I don't want it no more. But no, it was a good game because you start off as a high school kid and you work your way up. Each year as you're in college, your dorm room changes, your girlfriend changes. All that crazy shit.
Your girlfriend? Do you get upgrades?
This is like ballas.
Yeah. I played in the Rose Bowl and I had this hot fucking girlfriend. And when I was a freshman, it was some fat bitch. It was some gordita. Oh, some fat bitch with like no titties.
That's
a big fat
up.
Ass. Like her gut went out farther than her titties, And she had a really bad overbite. Like she was sucking midget dick. It was bad. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, No, but other than that, it was a really cool game. And then you can download, once your players graduate, you can download them onto Madden 2006.
It's coming
out here pretty soon.
Yep.
And, the only reason I'm even going to be into that is because, what are my other choices? They took the Players Association, seal. It's like,
Exactly.
What are my choices? It's like, either fight against them or join their team.
Yeah, and that's why they did it, because they know that everybody wants the real players.
Everybody, yeah.
The only thing that I can hope for is that these other companies, especially like ESPN games, like ESPN, they can't say ESPN NFL 2006, but they can have ESPN football.
Yeah.
Have some major gameplay enhancements. Something that everybody wants and where it doesn't matter who the players are.
Uh-huh.
That would be nice.
Well, remember that football game, Mutant Football?
Mutant League Football.
Oh, dude.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
If I found that game, I'd buy it, and I'd buy what the console was. What, Sega?
Genesis, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'd buy that console all over again.
It's worth it,
Oh,
and
there was
a game on the Neo Geo and the Nintendo Entertainment System, Baseball Stars.
Did you get another beer?
Worth every... No, there isn't. I think I hoard them all, I think.
What is that, number, 3 for you?
This is 7 for the last couple of hours.
7 for C4.
Just in the last...
Kobar's up to what, 2?
3.
Holy moly.
I have been drinking a lot more than he has though recently, so I have more tolerance.
Kobar's what the hell did I knock down? What was it, a 26 ounce?
Wherever it is.
16
anyhow,
ounce?
We gotta focus here. All right, also, so, yeah. Major League Baseball 2006 you played on the PS2.
I'm playing that right now. That is very cool as well. You start out as a rookie, and you go through spring training. And if you do good, then they sign you for however long they're going to sign you for the most part.
Uh-huh.
If you're not that good, they send you down to the minor league. So right now I'm playing for the Dodgers Farm League team, which are the Las Vegas 51s.
I think that's really interesting that they've gone to you playing a member of the team as opposed to the entire team.
Well, I mean, you have the option of doing the coach and controlling the team and all that, but this new mode is you're now this one player. So
that's pretty cool.
You don't have control over the lineup. You don't have control over who you cut, who you hire.
Do you have control? So you only play when it's your turn to bat?
No, you play the whole game. Like, you pitch and all that. But as far as your options, all you can do is look at stats, train your player. Your player can... You know, he's got a bunch of things he can do. If he wants to cause problems, he can go to the press, talk about some shit that's happening in the locker room.
That's awesome.
He can call a player out, I think. He can talk to his coach about his position where he's batting. He can call the majors an expert call-up. He can ask to be traded. He can retire. I mean, there's a bunch of different things he can do. But as a player, you're the player.
That's
basically
cool.
All you do. You know, you show up to the game, you hit the play, you know, and then you go to the next game. You just play. You don't have to worry about trading players or keeping under the salary or having to worry about, you know, the trade deadline or waivers or any of that crap.
Well, that's not in baseball, right?
Oh, it's all baseball.
Baseball has no cap, does it?
Well, as much money as you have.
Oh, right.
Your cap is your top money, but it limits you.
Right.
Of course, the Yankees have the most money. Steinbrenner's a friggin' god. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's a really cool game, and, of course, it has all the other options. Season play, exhibition, multiplay. I even believe it's online. So, I mean, you can create players, all that good stuff. So it is a good game, and hell, I'm playing right now. I'll probably keep it for a month. That's a month longer right there,
definitely,
buddy.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. That's pretty cool.
Yep. And then
I have still never played a baseball game better than Baseball Stars.
No. That was cool. You can have the Black Sox and then the little chick team.
Right.
Oh, yeah, buddy. I was the chicks because they had this one chick that would just take a yard. She's on the juice, you know. The player in the cream.
But see, my thing was you could make your own team from scratch. And they gave you a bunch of ghetto players. Yeah. You play a few rounds, you know, you play a few games, you got money. Then I would fire all the players they gave me. And I would hire
all the big players.
All the players that I wanted. You know, now you couldn't afford the best players right off the bat, but you could afford the team you wanted, you know, and you got to know your players really, really well. You know, like they'd give you like maybe 3 or 4 pitchers or whatever, and they didn't have the stats you wanted. So you fire those fuckers, and you look at who's available, and you know that, okay, this guy is like a mean fucking curveball, this guy's got the fastball I want, this guy's got whatever. So you buy those guys, name them whatever you want to name them, they're your fucking player now, and that's what made it awesome. So that when I was playing the game, I could say, oh, I need this pitcher. I need that pitcher. You had enough money, you could get a star player that had like max stats on shit, you know, and then you pull him out and you can only afford one of them per like days that you played that game.
Yeah.
It took you forever. Even when you cheated, you had to like play against a computer, two player, beat the crap out of player two because he wasn't there, right? So you would get maximum money right off the bat. And you would have to do that for hours.
And just get insane.
You know, yeah, and then you'd hire the star player that had maximum statistics possible. But they don't start with them full, but he has the possibility of maxing out. So then you play more, and then you put money into the points he has until he's maxed out. Then you've got the pitcher of kick-ass. You've got your, you know, super power hitter guy. Oh my god, it was the best baseball game I've ever played, and I've never played anything even remotely close to that goal.
Yeah,
ever.
Me neither.
It was
not like that. Like,
not like that. And why is that so hard?
But this baseball game I'm playing now, you can put him better. Like, you can, his potential going in is an A.
Right.
And he goes in as like a D.
Uh-huh.
So his potential is an A. You can make him that good. He just, he has to do decent in games and earn points so you can make him better.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, he does get better.
That's good. That's good. Can you rename the players?
You name them whatever you want to name them.
Awesome. Can you design your logo?
Yeah, if you wanted to.
Sick.
Yeah.
See, that sounds good.
That I mean, you can really pick good. What logo. You can create your team.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, you can do all that.
That sounds like they've come a long way. What is that, 127?
Yeah.
Right. We're actually running dangerously out of time, and unfortunately, we still have movies to talk about still.
Can I carry these over?
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to cut the stream here. And we're just going to go on for however long and talk about some movies. And, you know, HWHQ.com, you can download the show and pick up the last, like, maybe 20 minutes that we're going to go.
Should probably chop off the back and have it as a separate file so people can stream it.
That's a great idea, but I'm pretty lazy. And that's not going to happen. Although it's a good idea. Because
it would save on bandwidth.
Jesus. All right, you win. There was a few movies that we really wanted. I'm cutting you off on Tiger Woods, though.
Oh, that's fine.
Because everybody...
It's fucking golf.
Yeah, it's golf.
That's it.
With Tiger.
Golf with custom music. That's it. Create your guy. That's it. That's
right.
It. That's
the
it.
Same
it's golf.
Motherfucking game as it was before. But the movies I know people want to hear about. The Island, Wedding Crashers, King's Ransom, and Hitch. So the stream is going to get cut off right now. And we'll play our closing music and all that, but if you go to the site, hwhq.com, you can pick up the rest of it in a separate file, thanks to Kobar. I think.
He's blamed the show on me and blamed the file
right.
On Kobar.
This is not my fault.
Somebody's ovaries are swollen.
On to the... I haven't changed my tampon in a while.
Yeah,
but I'm going to get TSS here pretty soon.
Yeah, go change that torpedo.
The Island, Kobar.
The Island. The Island is a movie...
Yes, it is. Awesome.
This guy's sharp right
here.
Watch out.
The Wedding Crashers.
All right, that's it. Pack another one. This is like the extra edition shit right here.
That's
this is all
right.
The outtakes
uncut,
and
right?
The bullshit and all the... Yeah, everything.
Okay, so basically it's got Ewan McGregor. Is that his name?
I don't give a shit what these people's names are. I really don't
what
care.
What are Ewan McGregor doing?
If people have listened to the show for this long... They know that I don't give a fuck.
So who's
that we don't care and that we don't know who these people are. And it doesn't matter. Unless it's a handful of people. Edward Norton, Robin Williams, Johnny Depp. There's a handful of people that matter.
That are awesome.
Everybody else doesn't matter.
No, this guy's pretty
good.
Oh,
shit, that's
he was the guy.
Ha, ha, pass it off here. Like garbage.
He was
not
the guy.
That, you jackass. Was that the full one or the
that's
empty?
That's the empty. I wouldn't
they're
do
both,
that.
Both empty.
That's alcohol abuse right there.
Yes, it is.
I'm about to try that out.
But he was the guy from Real Big Fish. He was in Star Wars.
I sure hope somebody knows who you're talking about.
In Real Big Fish, was it the dad?
No, the kid. The guy that was in the star.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor, I think.
Whatever.
What are Ewan McGregor doing?
I have no idea. It's the Island.
That was a good one.
Focus.
So then, it's amazing. It's not the stream anymore. All of a sudden, it just fell apart.
I know. Oh, this is terrible.
Okay. So
just breathe deep.
So it's about a bunch of clones.
Right.
They don't know they're clones. And for the first maybe 10 minutes in the movie, you don't know they're clones.
Is this a sixth day?
What?
Are you talking about the sixth day?
No, I'm talking about...
He's making a joke. The Island.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen the sixth day. So.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Everybody else is going,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Get on with it. Stop fucking around. We're on borrowed time now. We came here to download this, not just
come on,
stream
damn
it.
This better be good. Shit
okay.
Stain.
So, they're in this... All you know at first is there's a bunch of people in this complex where, everything.
Let's go, Big Daddy. Fuck you. Get that shit away from me.
Everything is completely,
smells good, though.
Yeah. That's what I got.
It smells good, but no way. Can't do that shit.
Like, he wakes up, takes a piss, the computer realizes that he's low on this vitamin, so this is what you're gonna eat today.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And his room is, like, completely white, and he wears white and everything, and he's not allowed to, like, touch women.
Why?
Like, there's a proximity. Because
what's he
he's
do?
A clone.
He's
he
a-
lives
oh.
my life for the last couple of years. You've been coughing an awful lot. I'm going to hate to edit this motherfucker yet.
Yeah, dude, you need to ease up on the hits. Easy, buddy. What'd I tell you? I told you this shit expands in your lungs, man. It says the sticky egg. You're like, oh, this ain't shit.
I'm so glad.
Smoking since I was two.
Smoking it since I was two.
You ain't nothing.
All right.
Anyway. They're on this complex, and basically the whole plot of the movie is...
You're not going to hear that.
Yeah, you can. Oh, fuck.
Don't make me laugh. I can't take this shit if you don't make me laugh.
Don't volcano that shit on my floor.
I'm not going to... What? I'm not like volcano.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, dude, I'm not like that, man. I've been training for the Olympics. The cannabis cup. There's a thing called the cannabis cup, all right, man. I'm training.
Hey, I've seen
like, no,
the,
shit.
The calendar.
No, that shit's real. I want to go. I can't pucker up or you make me laughing now,
Jesus.
Damn it.
I can't even edit this. I don't even know where to begin.
Just let it go.
Usually I edit the fuck out of you, but it's over now.
No,
there's nothing I can do.
Well, then you better warn some people before they download it.
I'm going to have to put
this
some
is
kind of...
not work safe.
Shit.
Do not play this in front of...
SFW, and not safe for work.
Yeah, and it's...
Except for maybe over at Philip Morris, but
right,
smoking
right.
Anyway.
Are they really?
They make cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. All right, that... Next.
Nobody's going to believe that we're just drinking.
Yeah, they are. Man, you guys are fucked up, man. Look at all them bottles sitting on the fucking table. There's
two. Oh, wait.
Two.
Look at all them bottles. There.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen?
You got fucking three Mexican candles up
like
there.
The uncut. No, this is getting, this whole section is not going to exist. What's going to happen?
Yeah, it fucking is.
Not part of this show.
Well, it's going to be an extra download and shit.
Yeah, it'll be on there somewhere. All right, the island. Okay. You're a clone wearing all white. You can't touch women. You're
Michael Jackson. Am I right? Let's be a millionaire. Come on.
Okay, so basically the whole point of the movie is he discovers. That he's...
You fuckers, man. Every time.
It's not because you try to strike the letter once, John.
Well, it doesn't like the... It's purple. I can't help you there, man.
The whole point of the movie is he discovers that he's a clone, and he finally breaks out of this complex and finds, basically, who he was cloned. And,
Oh, like who he came from.
Right.
Freaky.
Right, and it was interesting. Pretty good movie.
I remember seeing in the preview something about they realize who they are and whatnot, and like try to escape or something. You bastard, you blow
right.
That shit in my face.
Yeah, he tries to escape.
This is an accident.
But none of the real people know that their clones are actually living lives because it's against the law.
What, it's against the law to be a clone or to
no,
or to clone?
It's against the law to clone and then allow them to, like, live. Because this is basically a hospital that's cloning people for, like, livers and...
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
They're supposed to just be, like, inanimate goop.
Right.
And just, like, not ever actually become alive. But the company found out that all the organs and whatnot need time to actually live in order to mature and be acceptable to the human body. So,
makes sense. It's believable.
Somewhat.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good movie. It was enjoyable. There's some pretty decent action scenes in it.
I really did not want to see that after watching the preview. It didn't look very interesting to me. You know what it felt like? It felt like another version of The Matrix. Like, what if this happened in The Matrix world for some reason?
It was very much not Matrixy.
I'm sure it wasn't Matrixy feeling, but the story just seemed like, I don't know why, but it reminded me of that for some reason.
I'm not
to say it is, but...
I'm going to go ahead and give this movie a $5. This is a matinee.
5 out of 8.
This was very...
75.
This was very
This
average.
Is our rating system. I have my ticket for Batman right here.
So
875.
He knows how much
so
it cost.
So I know what our rating system is. Exactly.
Yeah, this is a matinee. It was a very average, I had a good time watching it sort of movie.
Right. Okay.
Were you alone?
No. But,
has Mrs. Barr to go with to the theater, remember?
Well.
Ka-ka!
You're gonna tell her that's her call sign.
Kaka.
Kaka.
What else did you see? Oh, the movie that I wanted to see so fucking bad.
The Wedding Crashers. Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and right off the bat say that this is an 850 movie.
Oh,
this,
oh.
How much it cost to get
break yourself. 850. Whoa, whoa. What happened?
This movie was.
You got lice. What happened?
Holy
this movie
shit.
Is absolutely hilarious.
That is good to hear. And I know Vince Vaughn and the Penis Nose.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
This movie was absolutely hilarious. I laughed almost the whole time.
Even the trailer had me laughing like hell.
Really? You got the trailer?
Basically, the whole, this is not a very plot-thick movie. I mean,
no,
it's
funny. It's just pure comedy.
It's a comedy. So basically, you have these two guys, and their day job is basically the mediator for people getting divorced. You got the lawyer, you got both lawyers, the people getting divorced, and then these two, which are mediating the argument.
Right.
And, but when spring rolls around, they go to just random people that they don't know their weddings and, like, party it up.
That's awesome, though.
And
that's ballsy right there.
They have, like, all these rules assorted to it, and they basically become the life of every single wedding they go to. And it's just absolutely hilarious. They decide they're getting a little old. It's not really, it's time to, like, move on. But they want to do one more crash before they quit. And so they decide to go big. And they go for, basically, the Treasury of State or something for the government, for the U.S. His daughter is getting married. And he's like running for president next term. He's like, this is big fucking shit.
Important. Yeah.
And, so it's this real ritzy wedding, and then Owen Wilson's character gets all, like, big time into this, to the daughter. Not the one that's getting married, but a different one. And, basically, they become such the life of the party that they go to their private island for the weekend or something to continue celebrating. And it's just the continuation of that, and it was absolutely horrible.
God, I want to see this so bad. Now that you're telling me it's that good, this weekend I've got to watch... I'm going to watch The Devil's Rejects this weekend, being sometime the next 3 or 4 days, I believe. I'm going to watch this. Yeah, my weekend. And now I'm going to push extremely hard to watch this, either also or instead of.
Yeah,
this I actually really wanted to see this. The Devil's Rejects is good because I finally got to see House of a Thousand Corpses, and I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was great. And I want to see this one now, The Devil's Reject. So, but you know what? I've wanted to watch The Wedding Crashers since I saw the trailer.
It
looks hilarious.
It is, too. It is funny.
That's good stuff. You know what else happened in the movie world was the Doom 3 trailer was released. Or Doom,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, I keep saying Doom 3. The Doom movie trailer was released. Anybody seen this yet?
No, but who are the stars?
It gives a shit. It's got that one dude in it, though.
The one dude.
Yeah, that one guy from all them action movies, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. The movie looks like crap.
Oh, does it?
You've got, like, a group of dudes going... I don't want to talk about it too much because I want to really, really watch it with... I didn't know you guys hadn't seen it. So we'll talk about it later, I guess. But it did not look like Doom.
No.
It did not look
what?
Like Doom.
They always
was
do that.
Was it Disney?
No. It
no?
Was, it seemed part Resident Evil. It was weird. And you have a group of people, not one guy who's alone in hell. You have a group of people who are, like, on Mars or some shit, and it's a group. Alright? What would be so wrong about a movie with a guy in hell by himself? That would be awesome, just like the games are.
Yeah, so they make all these video game movies that always tank, and they wonder why they never go with what the game is.
Yeah.
They always gotta, like, Hollywood it up.
Yep.
And change what the fans
this
like about the movie.
This is what people are going to want to see. No, it's fucking not. What we want to see is what the fucking game is. And they don't do it right.
What
and
the movie is?
Mad. Right, they changed the movie to...
Any of them. All of them.
Every single one. They're not like the game. The game that people have loved for 10 years.
Do you think maybe it's a copyright thing?
No. They have licenses for it.
They have
America.
To. They're using the name.
The name.
The name alone is the copyright.
It. And they do it just because, oh, it'll be better. No, you guys are fucking morons. We don't play this because of that.
Yeah.
But you're showing us this.
Look at Final Fantasy. Now, that movie was okay.
I liked it. I own it.
There's actual movie?
There's a movie.
But it's nothing like any of the games.
No, nothing. Not even, no. No, it's not.
It's all completely sci-fi and whatnot.
Right.
What I love about those games, I mean, fuck how well they are. I mean, they're okay.
Yeah.
All of them are okay, but I love that combination of sci-fi and fantasy together. And that, like, you got the airships and the swords.
The swords, still, yeah, right, exactly. You know, espers for the magic and all that crazy shit still. It's great.
Yeah, that combination of the two together is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
And they just took it out.
Yeah. So.
Bastards.
I know. But you saw Hook's King's Ransom.
You know what? After the Wedding Crashers. What the fuck?
How are you supposed to show up at 8:50 at an 8:75 movie?
Shit.
You watched some gay
I'm
shit.
I'm saying $1.25. Shit, if you get free tickets, you're stoked. No, King's Ransom, you know what?
What is this?
Basically, yeah, it's about this guy who has grown up, you know, with money, and he now runs this company, King Enterprises or some shit. And, you know, he has quite a few employees, and it's a big company. It's probably Fortune 500. So the man has quite a bit of money. And he's getting divorced from his wife, and his wife's willing to take half.
I'm already so looking forward with the half! Holy half. Shit.
How you like half. I pull that in there?
That has become our call sign on this show.
Half.
Did you hear
everything.
What he said? His wife wants to take
half.
Half.
Not a little bit.
Half.
But half. Okay, whose company? His.
His. But she gets?
How much does she want?
Half.
And how come?
Because
she was a lucky
she was
bitch.
Married to him for
That's
2 days.
It. You got it. Well, so his big mistake was he wrote her a Valentine's card that said, "If it wasn't for you, I'd have nothing." Okay, so how many times has a guy said that?
Very, very little, I imagine.
Now, how stupid? No, it probably happened. You'll learn, dude. You'll
never.
Trust
no,
me.
That's
yeah.
the worst thing you can say because that will probably hold it at court.
You
somehow.
Want him cookies.
I have a Valentine's Day letter here. It says it was all mine.
Here's a witness that says it was a joke.
Right.
Bitch. So, yeah, don't put in a card. Don't put anything in a goddamn card. And sign a prenup.
Sign your name.
Now, if you're the lesser of the two, don't sign shit. Say forget. Sign somebody else's name. What the fuck?
Mickey Mouse.
Sign their name, you know? What the fuck? But,
It's all about Colonel
Oh, yeah.
Sanders.
Oh, yeah. He forgot.
So, anyway.
Alcohol will do that to you. Wink,
yeah.
Wink.
That's what it is. The drinky drink. Grandpa's cough syrup. Meow. What we need to do.
All right, meow.
Where was I?
Focus,
did you
meow.
Just say meow?
Meow?
Listen here, chicken fucker.
wife divorced once
oh,
half.
Oh, yeah. Once half. So, he
half.
He thinks, what's better, if I get kidnapped, and he's, you know, killed or whatever, in his will, he's written her off his will. So, if he dies, she gets not a goddamn thing. So, that's the idea. Well, what ends up happening is all of his employees decide, you know what, let's kidnap this motherfucker and get some money. So, a bunch of different people tried to kidnap him, and the wrong person it's just a bunch of kidnapping shit.
Uh-huh.
And you might laugh a little bit, but you better time
what
one
is
on.
Is it suspenseful?
No. No, it's like it's
is it
like
dramatic.
Nope, it's like Malibu's Most Wanted.
$1.25.
It's supposed to be
$1.25. It's a matinee.
It's a ransom comedy.
Yeah, that's about it. Hey, yeah. Well, yeah.
Kidnapping kids is not funny.
Yeah, it's got Jay Moore in it. Who?
Oh God.
It's like a retarded Eminem. I can't help it.
Yeah.
But he's like a retarded Eminem in this particular movie. I mean, generally, he's a pretty funny guy.
He's retarded anyway, though.
But in this movie, he's like a retarded Eminem.
No, he's hella funny, but he does
yeah,
have retarded.
He does it good. No. Let your grandparents give it to you for Christmas.
All right.
And then sell it on eBay. That's about where it's at.
That's bad. You saw something that I do not see me watch at all. I've never even heard of this fucking movie. Like, we were selling it at work, and I see Will Smith dancing with a motherfucking scarf and some shit on the cover.
Hitch.
I saw this.
Yeah,
okay.
Course.
Now,
all right.
Here's all right.
This was a decent
here's
movie.
The deal breaker. Did you see it with your old lady?
Yes.
Mrs. Boy.
There it is, right there. Okay, I watched the same thing with my old lady. This is not a guy movie. Here's what you go. If you and your buddies are watching this shit at any time, you need to beat the shit out of somebody real quick. Anybody, doesn't, if somebody walking by you don't know, just beat the shit out of them because you a fairy.
Not that there's anything wrong
not
with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that,
no,
hey.
No, but I do not see a bunch of guys watching this movie.
Don't watch this movie. No,
but no. I did think it was kind of funny. There
was
some scenes.
There was a couple moves where Kevin James tries to dance and you laugh.
You can't touch this.
You
he's
only
like dancing
laugh
like hammer.
Because it's a white guy trying to get down.
Oh, that's pathetic.
It's almost as bad as a white guy kind of just doing a little shuffle and clapping his hand every now and then.
Right, right.
Yeah. No.
So it's a dance movie. I will never see this.
Watch this movie. Unless you're forced to. Then
I will
either watch it or have
movie.
A full day full of shit, and every time you go to the movie theater, you're going to hear, well, we don't want to watch anything I want to watch. Watch the fucking movie.
I'm so thankful the kind of shit I am pushed into watching is The Devil's Rejects.
Oh, it's
going to
oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to see Freaky Friday and meeting some dude named
I pray
something
Mrs.
or other.
Ford.
Was it terrible?
Was it really?
Which one?
Freaky Friday?
Really?
Oh, my.
I thought I enjoyed that.
That's it.
Somewhat. No,
outside.
No. Because
Lindsay
this is
Lohan's,
my house.
Lindsay
not
Lohan's,
anymore.
Lindsay Lohan's titties. Is that it?
No, it was. They did a good job, I thought, of switching roles and really acting like that they were. Oh, I'm getting the look from both of you guys. Never mind, that movie sucked ass. I really thought they did a good job at that movie because I was convinced.
Is my gaydar off? What the fuck?
I'm telling you, it wasn't that bad.
See, I thought Hitch was okay.
That is a fucking cloud, dude. You might want to call the meteorologist, man.
I do not see Hitch being a very good movie, but Freaky Friday, I did watch that a long time ago, and I thought I was impressed by their acting capabilities.
I recall it being better than I thought it was going to be.
Right, I was
but that
impressed.
Doesn't say much.
No, it wasn't a right. 6+. It might have been like a $5 movie, maybe a $2.50.
And if we're calling The Island 5, then Freaky Friday was like a 2.
Oh, tops.
Really?
Now, if we would have saw a little bit of G-string or some nipple.
Oh, that was a couple years ago. Lindsay Lohan was like 16.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Jamie Lee Curtis wasn't looking
no,
too
she's
bad.
Old, no. You can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't touch this. Fuck it. We have to go. We've gone too long. I'm sure everybody that's pissed off that we missed the show the last week, and I don't blame them because I was mad too.
Hey, dude, this is extra. This is a bonus.
That's right. This will
they're
make
going,
up for it.
They're going, holy this shit, is, this isn't even by script. Maybe. These guys are just fucking going.
This is uncut. We have no fucking notes. I got nothing. Except for quite a few beers in me.
Yeah, that's about yeah.
This is Hux's fault. I'm leaving your coughs in.
Hey, will you give me a ride home?
No,
I need a ride home.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's 8:30. I have to go to bed right this second.
I have to
sleep
eat dinner.
8 hours before work tomorrow, but I have to edit this tonight and have it prepared, encoded, uploaded, noted, and the site done by tonight.
Are you guys happy? See what we're doing for you guys?
Because I can't for the next 3 days. This is how fucked I am in the next 3 days.
So. Now you're gonna
so I'm
going
to be getting like 4 hours of sleep today.
I got some no-dos out.
No, I can't
somewhere.
Do that shit. Fuck that.
All right.
It's all right. Over.
See you
later.